that are coming up on Friday, July 30th, including our 30th anniversary annual meeting that will be from 6 p.m. till 7:30 in the Emporia Granada Theater. We'll be giving out awards. We've got some special guests. We'll be making some special announcements and covering, you know, what has occurred within Emporia Main Street over the past 30 years and then what we'll be doing over the coming years to help improve the region. Because we're focused on helping out our local businesses and creating traffic and energy within the community, we thought that was a great time to also hold Moonlight Madness. So that will run from 5 to 11, where we'll have a variety of different businesses that have different discounts and drawings and giveaways throughout the evening shopping hours, and we'll have Steve Kyle Band that will be playing in a free concert on 8th Avenue along with Granada Theater Beer Garden. So you can come out, enjoy free music, go shopping, enjoy the community, and celebrate 30 years of Emporia Main Street. We've got the Welcome Back Block Party for Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State University students that will take place on August 23rd, and we've got more information on that on our EmporiaMainStreet.com website. If you're a Main Street member or if you're a student organization for either one of those institutions, you can sign up for a booth, and we'll get you taken care of to welcome back all those students to the community. The Great American Market is coming up on September 11th, and we've got a ton of different people that have signed up for booths, but we still have booth spaces, so you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or you can stop in the office at 727 Commercial Street. We can get you a booth vendor form, and we'll start that mapping process here relatively quickly. And then the Taste will be coming up on September 25th, and we're excited for that event after a long hiatus. Sure. So we'll have a variety of different local food vendors and then Kansas wineries, breweries, and distilleries that will take part in that event. It's a blast, so we're encouraging everybody to come out to that. And there's a lot of different business development and building development progress that's occurring right now that we'll be able to talk more about in the near future. And because there is the Lunar Ride that's coming up
this weekend,
here this weekend, I've got your bicycle dad joke of the day. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle? A tire.
Oh,
a tire.
Boy.
That is sweet, isn't it? I love that.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, that fits right in, I'll tell you. That fits right in. So activity is going to be big for the Great American Market coming up on September 11th, so there's still vendor space available, Casey?
There is still vendor space available, and we're going to have the Kansas Trike Festival that's there. We're working with the Lyon County History Museum on a special quilt show and a variety of other sort of entertainment opportunities. It's going to be a cool market. We're pretty excited about it.
All right, looking forward to it. Casey, appreciate it. Have a great day.
And keep up the attire.
All right. Casey Woods, Executive Director of Emporia Main Street, finishing strong.
Yes.
This morning.
And not a surprise, honestly.
Not any doubt about that. Attire. Okay.
Mm-hmm-hmm.
That is good. Hey, I do want to let you know, too, you know, Denim and Diamonds, the big fundraiser for Newman Regional Health, is coming up the 6th of August. Webb Hall, campus of Emporia State, they have a great evening lined up. I'll tell you what.
Yes, they do.
I met with the folks yesterday, and they have a lot of good stuff that is going to be happening. Raising money for that new suite.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the rehab departments up at Newman Regional Health. They have under 100 tickets left, so I wouldn't delay.
No.
Log on to newmanrh.org and follow the Demon and Diamonds link and get yourself your tickets, because it's going to be a great night. A lot of fun stuff going to be happening.
Yes, sir.
That evening, so don't miss it. All for a great cause. Denim and Diamonds. Not that far away.
No, you're not kidding.
So get your tickets today. What, the Royals win yesterday?
The Royals win. They wind up losing 2-3 to the worst team in the American League at home. Then they go on the road with Milwaukee blasting through things as of late, and then they wind up winning 5-2. Go figure.
What?
Go figure.
I know. Same two teams today, and it will be an early morning affair. Or not early morning, early afternoon affair. 1:10 is the first pitch from Milwaukee, and then the Royals have a day off on Thursday, and then we'll open up a weekend series against Detroit coming up. On-air chat is coming up this morning. Steve Sauter, Aaron Harder. And it will. I think the topic will switch back to the philanthropy efforts, Emporia State Foundation. I think we have the head of the business department, Mr. Ed Bashaw, will be one of the featured guests here this morning.
You are correct. Diane Beatty, the other. And then we wrap things up, at least with our planned interview schedule. We'll talk of Emporia here this morning. SOS representative Sherry Crisp and Jennifer Ogilvie will be joining us, talking about sexual assault and specifically the services that SOS has available here for victims. So that'll be coming up at 11:06 this morning before we get into our 12 o'clock hour of news and information.
And a lot of big information, too, going to be coming from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan, right around 8:45 this morning, and that will follow our monthly get-together with Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Jen will be in talking about plant-based diets.
Interesting.
Now, this isn't, switch to a plant-based diet all told. These are just some options and information, healthy information out there that Dr. Jen will be passing along this morning. So plant-based diets will be our topic with Dr. Jen right around 8:20. And our primetime newsmaker, Jackie Wellnitz, Big Brothers Big Sisters. They've been doing a lot of stuff, haven't they? A lot of fundraising activity.
Very busy. Very busy and doing pretty well with the fundraisers that they've had. So looking forward to talking about the latest one on the list, which is Brews and Bites August 13th. We're getting the preview on that coming up at 7:15.
Brews and Bites. So we'll find out what that is all about coming up during our primetime newsmaker this morning at 7:15. KVOE Live and Local 654, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Strength Stability Service at Farm Bureau Financial Services. You can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
Want to join a winning team that offers competitive pay, bonuses, and a comprehensive benefit package, including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, paid holidays, and a climate-controlled environment? Look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. Hostess Brands is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 9 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. Stop by 1525 Industrial and apply. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or apply online at hostessbrands.com. Pay ranges from $16.55 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Join KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM Friday from noon to 1 p.m. at Melissa's Chop Shop to validate your hide-and-seek hunting license. Enter to win a $50 Melissa's Chop Shop gift card or $50 in cash to be given away after the remote. Then starting August 2nd, follow the clues and find a hide-and-seek medallion valued at $5,000 in cash and prizes. So get your hunting license this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. at Melissa's Chop Shop, 332 Commercial, and get ready to win KVOE's Hide and Seek.
Capital Federal, a local bank rooted in tradition since 18. 18-